FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley of the Gourmet Guide, and today I'm delighted to be chatting to Ivor Jones, who is head chef and co-owner at Three Plated Chef's Warehouse Bo Constantia. Welcome to the show, Ivor.
How's it? Welcome.
So nice to be chatting.
I'm asking you, are you becoming me?
No. That's what you do when I come to your restaurant. That's when I've got an equal smile on my face. Today, I welcome you. And I know that you're doing all sorts of exciting things at this time of the year with new dishes. So tell me, what is in your playground?
Yeah, so I mean, I went shopping the other day. I went to Organic Zone in Westlake, and they've got normally like really cool, like really like you can pick up there what's in season, because they've got like the local farmers just dropping off when it's in season. So every now and then I go with my wife and I have a walk around the fruit and veggies section, and I could smell the guavas when I walked into the building. I was like, wow, these guavas are so ripe and so beautiful. So we've been playing with a bit of a dish with guavas. Today I just bought like a kilo and just was like, okay, let's do it. We have to do something with it. So I'm doing like a little raw fish dish with the guava. It sounds gnarly, but we're doing like a Balinese sort of sambal matter with guava, when we're going to age fish sauce in with guavas.
We're
going to age it and infuse guava and fish sauce, and then we'll make a sambal matter with that, with a little bit of fresh guava through it. So it'd be a bit of fun. Over some raw fish, and then some lovely accompaniments to go with that. And today also we've been working on a bride fish with we marinate in a southern Thai green curry paste, but one we make ourselves with lots of fresh mace inside of it. Mace is the skin of the outer shell of the nutmeg. And yeah, it shines through quite strongly, so I've decided that like it's not really a Thai green number, it's like its own little thing. So we marinate like a bit of king clip, and then we bry that, we burn all the spices on the outside, and then drop it into like a coconut milk sort of number with fish sauce and Thai lime leaf in it, and it's worked really nice with a bit of like traditional sticky rice. I was very, very happy with that today. So yeah, lots of fun and lots of different flavors. You know, we change the menu quite often as usual. So
because you like having fun, and you get bored easily.
I start to get pretty bored with the season of winter sometimes.
Yes,
it becomes a bit like, you know what I mean. But anyway,
no, this is the season of promise. I think spring is amazing. Everything's popping up, by listening to how you put a dish together, I'm thinking. So it's one ingredient that is all needed to inspire you to create a new dish.
Oh, something like that. Yeah, it's like this time of the year. I'm like, okay, we have to change dishes often because so much coming on. You know, all peas and broad beans are all in season as well. Beautiful jalapenos at the moment. So we did a little crudo dish of like pea and jalapeno. That's going to come off. I'm going to replace that with a guava dish. And, you know, I think we change at least one dish every 2 to 3 weeks if possible. Otherwise, it just becomes a bit mundane and boring for the team as well.
And also you've got regulars, you know, I think people...
Ingredients and,
yes.
And I need to continuously play with something or learn something new. Otherwise, I get... You know, very, bored or irritated with myself, to be honest with you.
No, I'm
if
sure.
I'm plating the same thing for the 1,000th time.
No, it must be boring, but you're never boring, and neither is your food. That was Chef Ivor Jones of Chef's Warehouse Bo Constantia. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy. Bon appetit.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.